Hi, Colin. This is
Hello,
Jonathan.
Governor. Hello. Thanks for joining us. I'll just we'll get to it in a second. I just want to let you know on the call is Norma Love, Tom Fahey, Karen Langley from the Monitor, Josh Rogers, Scott Kenny from Foster's, John Gregg from the Valley News, Edith Tucker, Kevin Landrigan, Pat Kelly from WTSN, and Brian Tilton from WTPL, and also George Bald and Don Wivel have joined us.
Okay, very good.
So go ahead.
Okay, and I only have a few minutes, but anyway, I'm up here in Montreal. I came up here with about 17 New Hampshire businesses, and the businesses were coming up for the purpose of obviously finding additional customers, dealers, and distributors. And from their perspective, it has been a very, very successful mission. There's one company, a company called Roush Life Sciences from Salem. They already have a commitment for an order from a potential Canadian distributor, and they got that order on the first day of the mission. So for them, obviously, it's been a very, very successful trip. There's a company from Nashua, Kevin, Azenix. They had been trying to get a meeting with Pratt & Whitney for 3 years, and because of this trade mission, they were able to get a meeting, and they're very hopeful that that will lead to some sales for themselves. There's a company called Good Leads in Salem. They had a bunch of good meetings. They expect to sign 2 contracts in May when the new clients plan to come to New Hampshire to seal the deal. And Warner Power has had some very productive meetings with potential distributors. So part of what we're trying to accomplish with the mission really is bringing New Hampshire businesses, in this case, to Montreal, and through a lot of advanced work, establish meetings with potential dealers and distributors, suppliers, and customers that will then lead to more revenues and a greater network basis. And I think that's been very positive and very, very successful. We met with the CEO of Air Canada and the VP of Networking, along with Mark Brewer, the director of the Manchester-Boston Regional Airport, to discuss opportunities for Air Canada to expand their flights into Manchester. We had a good meeting, and I think it's something certainly that is now on Air Canada's radar screen. Mark Brewer made an excellent presentation, and I'm very hopeful that, you know, that will lead to you know, possibly even some larger planes flying between Toronto and Manchester. We met with the Aerospace Cluster Group. They're very big into developing clusters here in Montreal and in Quebec. They have a cluster on aerospace, which basically involves all of the strategic partners in that industry who come together to discuss how to expand that industry. We believe it is an industry that has potential in New Hampshire, and the leaders of that cluster group have agreed to come to New Hampshire and explore expanding relationships with various businesses in New Hampshire. George Ball and I met with the premier, and we discussed trade opportunities between Quebec and New Hampshire, including areas of common interest like energy and rail, and had a very good discussion with Premier Charette. So overall, it's been, I think, a very productive session. We're also up here promoting travel and tourism, talking with the media up here about all that we have to offer in New Hampshire. You know, obviously, the mountains and the lakes and the ocean and skiing and boating and the fall foliage season. So I think those discussions have been productive and will result in more tourists coming to our state. I can tell you an interesting aspect of it, because I did speak before a business group, an issue that they're really, really intrigued about is what we've accomplished in terms of lowering our dropout rate. They tell me that it's something that has really, really plagued them in terms of how to deal with that issue, which for them in Quebec is in excess of 20%. And when I talk with them about the efforts that we've made here in New Hampshire, and how we've lowered our dropout rate to 0.97% is something that they're very, very interested in. In fact, Premier Charest wants to send some people to New Hampshire to learn from us as to the progress that we've made in terms of lowering our dropout rate. So all in all, I think it was a successful mission, and I am looking forward to coming home.
Governor,
I'm happy to take some questions.
Governor, it's Tom Fahey. You mentioned that you talked about energy with the Premier. Did the issue of Northern Pass come up? I'm curious about what they have to say about it and what you have to say about Senator Ayotte and Congressman Bass opposing the project today.
It did come up. It has come up frequently, and it came up with the Premier. I think the Premier's position is that they believe that the decision rests with New Hampshire, and it's up to New Hampshire to decide whether to go forward. And I told him what I've been saying to everybody, that, you know, it's a significant project, but I think it needs the support of the people of the North Country in order to go forward. And the people of the North Country need to be part of the solution, if there is one to be found. And I think the Premier understands that very well.
You feel that Congressman Bass and Senator Ayotte are off base in taking a stand?
No,
against the project,
I don't.
Because you haven't taken a stand against it.
Well, I've been very clear that I think PSNH needs to get the support of the people in the North Country in order for this project to go forward. And if that means exploring additional options such as various routes and so forth for the transmission lines, assuming that the people in the North Country are interested in having that discussion, then that may end up being productive. But I think it can only go forward and only be successful if it has the support of the people in the North Country.
Governor, is Baring the lines feasible, Governor? This is John Gregg at the Valley News. That's one of the things that Senator Ayotte and Rep. Bass suggested.
You know, according to PSNH, it's not economically feasible to do that. I have not seen that analysis, so I can't comment on that directly. But according to PSNH, it's not economically feasible to do that.
Governor, Josh Rogers here. Has your thinking on this, how would you characterize the evolution of your thinking regarding Northern Pass? You know, I know when this project was first announced, you went up to Franklin and you know, touted this as a big job creator there. Now you seem to be, awfully sort of agnostic on that this has to be decided by the people. I mean, has your thinking evolved on this?
I was clear with PSNH right from the beginning that if the project were to go forward, it had to have the support of the people in the North Country. And that's been consistent, Josh, with how I've looked at other projects in New Hampshire. You know, Laidlaw in Berlin, and we don't know definitively whether that's going to go forward or not, but my position with Laidlaw, you know, was that if it were to go forward, it has to have support from the community of Berlin and Gorham. And so this is an example, I think, of where the North Country and other communities, by the way, have expressed opinions about this as well, not just the North Country, need to support it in order for the project to go forward.
Governor, do you think it has the support of the North Country?
At this point, it does not. At this point, it appears to be clear that it doesn't have the support of the North Country, given the current route of the transmission lines as proposed by PSNH.
Governor, this is Norma. I'd like to switch gears for a second because you said you had limited time. What steps are you taking to prepare New Hampshire if there's a government shutdown?
Well, we have been in touch with the department heads. I have a meeting with the department heads Tuesday morning where we will, by department, discuss the impact of the shutdown if it is to occur, which appears likely at this point. It will affect people in New Hampshire. You know, there's about 250 National Guardsmen who will be furloughed as a result of it. There are thousands of people at the shipyard who will be affected by it. There will be some federal grants that New Hampshire will not receive as a result of the shutdown immediately, such as DES revolving loans. People won't be able to get their passports. Veterans trying to file for the first time will not be able to file. But Medicaid will continue. unemployment benefits will continue, but it will have an impact on the people of New Hampshire. And I will ensure that state government is as prepared as it can be in the event of a shutdown, which again appears likely.
How will it affect our costs, our cash flow? I mean, we have certainly, you said Medicaid would continue, but at some point we rely on the federal government to come up with that money.
It's something I'm going to be talking about with the Treasurer next week, Norma.
Governor, I'd like to ask a question about the trip. Do you know how much money PSNH and the other sponsors paid for this trip and what that money went to?
I do not know how much they paid for it, nor do I know how much the sponsors paid for it. So I don't know the answer to that. In fact, well, George Bald and Don Wibble are on the call.
Yeah, yes, they helped to pay for the Facebook, which is basically a booklet that we leave with all of the people we meet with. It has a list of and pictures of the all of the companies that are on this. And also the reception at the Consul General's house, which was approximately $5,000.
Thank you.
Moving back to Northern Pass, which I know you're keen to do, Governor, I have taken a look today at the NSTAR filings, and they aren't mentioning yet to the Securities and Exchange Commission that there's any problem with Northern Pass. It's still being listed as something that's going forward with Northeast Utilities. As you know, they're preparing to merge, and they have frequent filings both with the Massachusetts regulatory agencies and the federal agencies. And so I consider that interesting. Do you have any comment on that?
I believe, Edith, that both Hydro-Québec and PSNH are aware of the concern from the people in the North Country about Northern Pass. I also think that they both believe that if the people of the North Country do not support the Northern Pass project, that it will jeopardize the Northern Pass project going forward. I haven't seen the filing, so you know I can't comment on what has been written in the filings, but I think both organizations are very aware of the concern that's been raised by people in the North Country.
Governor Brian Tilton here at WTPL. On the Northern Pass issue, House Bill 648, which would effectively stop the project by barring the use of eminent domain by a public utility for a transmission line project of this size, if that were to reach your desk, would you sign it or veto it?
You know what? I'd have to read that bill very carefully. I have not seen that bill yet. And I'd have to read it very carefully before I made a decision one way or the other on it. As I said, I mean, I don't think the success or failure of the Northern Pass project to go forward is going to be dependent on a bill. I think it's going to be dependent on the support of the people in the North Country in order to make it happen. I don't think it's going to rest on whether a bill is signed or not or makes its way through the legislature or now the Senate. It's going to depend on whether the people in the North Country support it, and I think PSNH is aware of that.
And there's growing opposition. And there's growing opposition in
thank you,
Southern
Governor.
New Hampshire too.
Well, thank you everyone for calling.
I got to jump off right now.
Okay, Governor. Thank you.
Thank you.